And good evening to you. Yes, Gavin Stewart on
Sid Valley Radio, around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, welcome along. It is the 16th of July. Let's start tonight's show off. Rod Stewart, what am I going to do? I don't know. I don't know the answer, Rod. Stuart starting the show off this evening. Yes, welcome along. It is the 16th of July. And now we start our musical birthdays. Here's Fred Astaire, along with Ginger Rogers, and Cheek to Cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain
and to reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Orchestral type music, that isn't it? Celebrating the birthday of Ginger Rogers. Yes, born 1911, such a long, long while ago now. Anyway, let's move on. Who have we got next? The Searchers, yes, a bit more modern. Tony Jackson, one of the original members of The Searchers, played bass in the band until he left. He was there with Chris Curtis, Mike Pender, and John McNally. And this is one that Tony Jackson sang on, Sweets for My Sweet.
Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey. Your first sweet kiss thrills me so. Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey. I'll never ever let you go. Nightly and try to steal it.
celebrating the birthday of Tony Jackson, one of the original members of The Searchers, and that was Sweets for My Sweet, if you didn't recognise it. And now, William Bell, he got together with Julie Clay, but William Bell, yes, it is his birthday, and here they are, Julie Clay, William Bell, Private Number.
But my love for you, girl, still remains the same. Now I've been loving you, and you've been loving me so long. Baby, what's wrong? While you were gone, I had the number changed, but I'm not acting strange. Welcome home, nothing's wrong.
Judy Clay and A Private Number. Our next musical birthday this evening is Desmond Dekker. Do you remember this song, The Israelites? Here he is, Desmond Dekker.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Call me Israelites, get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, Israelite.
The wife and my kids, they fuck up and I leave me. Darling, she said I was yours to receive.
Oh, Israelite.
Them a tear up choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, Israelite.
After a storm, there must be a calm. If you catch me in a farm, you sound your alarm.
Oh, Israelite.
The morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, the Israelite, sir.
I said, my wife and my kids, they back up and I leave me. Darling, she said that was yours to receive.
Oh, the Israelite, sir.
my tear of roses to go. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
A poor Israelite.
After I stop, there must be a comet. Touch me in the palm, you sound your alarm.
Oh,
the Israelite. Yeah. I'm a wondering, I'm working so hard.
Desmond Dekker and the Israelites, big hit for him. Next musical birthday, The Police, Stuart Copeland. Whatever. You know what it is. Yeah, whatever. Stuart Copeland is celebrating his birthday today. And that's a great song. The Police did so many great songs. And Sting afterwards recorded and wrote so many other great songs. And, well, we'll play some more of some other Monday and Tuesday evenings, because a lot of them are ballads, really. Anyway, who have we got next? Michael Flatley from, well, everyone knows Riverdance, of course. We're not playing anything from Riverdance, because also Michael was a very well-known flute player. And here he is, the Whispering Wind, celebrating his birthday today. Playing the flute there, not a hint of dancing it at all. Anyway, that was called The Whispering Wind, celebrating his birthday today. And that was our last musical birthday for the 16th of July. But now, who remembers this? We're way back in time to the 60s, when Tommy Steele suddenly appeared on stage and was an immediate hit in the UK, and then opened in America with Half a Sixpence. Well, Tommy Steele, Half a Sixpence, and Flashbang Wallop, well, you get two for the price of one.
Remember that offer romance is better than none.
But when I'm with you,
one and one make two.
And likewise two half sixpences joined together make one.
Flashbang Wallop, what a picture, what a picture, what a photograph. Poor old bloke, couldn't see the joke.
I told Tommy something, grab that hand.
Stamp your feet, bang on the big bass drum. What a picture, pitcher, run to the up, bum, 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 bum. Stick it in your pants, hey, ow, bum. What a picture, what a photograph.
There she was, leaning on the bar.
Big champagne, flat pan. Stamp your feet, banging on the big bass drum. What a picture.
Tommy Steele, Half a Sixpence and Flashbang Wallop. And a bit earlier than normal, but it's 11:27, so we'll stick with that and have a look at tomorrow's front pages. And we start with the Daily Mirror. Man of Honour, a picture of Gareth Southgate, who resigned as England manager today. And also, show scandal fallout, strictly new regime. BBC chaperone pledge as TV star Zara opens up over abuse, all training to be placed after dancer Graziano sacked. And that's all about Strictly Come Dancing. I've never watched one episode of that, would you believe? Am I the only one in the UK that's never watched it? Just doesn't appeal to me ever since it started. No, thank you. Daily Express. So how exactly will you stop the boats, Sir Keir? And that's referring to the King's speech at the opening of Parliament tomorrow. And Prince William has paid tribute to Gareth Southgate as a class act after his resignation this morning. That is Gareth Southgate, of course, looking for a new England manager now. The Times, Labour to do more on web safety after charities attack Ofcom. Locals will lose a right to block new homes is another headline in the Times. And critics kick off at Sue Gray over £310 million for a football venue. And if you want to buy a Times, read and read all about that. The Daily Telegraph, Johnson asked Trump to stand by Ukraine. Yes, Boris Johnson apparently in the States at the Republican nomination meetings in Milwaukee. And he was on stage giving a speech today. Or tonight, or whenever it was earlier. Starmer pledges to take the brakes off and build 1.5 million new homes. That's the other headline in the Telegraph. The Guardian, turmoil for Labour in Wales after Geithen resigns as First Minister. Fears in Europe reignite over Vance. That's the gentleman that's been named as the vice president running mate to go with Trump. Leak shows that Sunak accepted jail releases. The Daily Mail, PM, only debate will be how, not if, we build. And it's about the King's speech today will curb the power of residents to block controversial developments, even in some green belt area. And puzzling questions on Trump shooting, fueling an avalanche of conspiracy theories. The iDaily, Reeves pushing for Brexit reset to help boost UK economy. And again, a picture of Gareth Southgate on the front page. The Independent, Starmer's 35 new bills to take back control of Britain. PM shamelessly steals Tories' Brexit slogan as he prepares to launch Labour plans to take the brakes off the country with flagship policies on wealth creation, rail reform and house building. Boom. Well, we'll hear it all tomorrow when the King presents the speech in Parliament. Of course, he's been over in Jersey on Monday, Tuesday. Today, he was in Guernsey and presumably has flown back to the UK now, ready for tomorrow's ceremony with the State Opening of Parliament. The Metro. Dear Gareth, a picture of Gareth Southgate, and that is the headline, Dear Gareth. And, of course, he has resigned as England manager. The Financial Times. What we got here? Race for the Moon revived. Yeah, boldly going, I presume. This is after the discovery of this cave or hole in the ground or whatever it is. They can say, well, if they sort of did a bit of work, then people... excuse me, humans could actually live there, provided they built canopies and air conditioning, etc., created an atmosphere for people to live and work in. Trump's choice of Vance as deputy fuels European fears for security ties. And what else? Ministers to deny Harland Wolff loan lifeline after talking up defence sector. Yes, I think their results were announced last week and they made a big loss. Anyway, moving on. That's the front pages for tomorrow. We'll have more about that, well, next week when we do the late show. Now, the three tenors, they appeared together and this is them performing Nessun Dorma.
Il nome mio nessuno.
a very powerful song indeed, Ness and Dorma. That's from an album, The Three Tenors. Yes, came out in 1990, that did. Wonderful stuff. Anyway, we move on. A bit more modern, 2018. Mamma Mia, Here You Go Again, was it called? Hang on a second. Here We Go Again, yes, Mamma Mia. The Day Before You Came. Well, we played originally Meryl Streep and a track from the first album. This is her again from the second album, The Day Before You Came. Oh, that's the applause. Not for Meryl Streep, for the three tenors. Sorry about that. Here is Meryl Streep.
I must have left my house at 8 because I always do. My train, I'm certain, left the station just when it was due. I must have read the morning papers going into town. And having gotten through the editorials, no doubt I must have frowned. I must have made my desk around 9:15 with letters to be read and heaps of papers waiting to be signed. I must have gone to lunch at 12:30 or so, the usual place, the usual bunch. And still on top of this, I'm pretty sure it must have rained the day before you came. I must have lit my second cigarette at 2:30. At the time, I never even noticed I was blue. I must have kept on dragging through the business of the day without really knowing anything. I hid a part of me away. At 6, I must have left. There's no exception to the rule. A matter of routine, I've done it ever since I finished school. The train back home again, undoubtedly I must have read the evening papers then. Oh yes, I'm sure my life was well within its usual frame the day before you came. Episode of House of Cards that I have failed to see. I must have gone to bed around 9:45. sleep, and so I like to be in bed by then. I must have read a while the latest Margaret Atwood book or something in that style. It's funny, but I had no sense of living without aim the day before you came. And turning out the light, I must have yawned and settled in for yet another night. And rattling on the roof, I must have heard the sound of rain the day before you came.
From the film Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, Meryl Streep and The Day Before You Came. Oh, wonderful stuff. Great ABBA songs. Anyway, let's have Steely Dan, Brooklyn. Well, that's just the title of it. Here we are.
Brooklyn knows the charmer under me.
Steely Dan. The track is just called Brooklyn, from the album Can't Buy a Thrill. Great album. Of course, Reeling in the Years is the track gets probably played mostly from that album. Now, Roy Orbison taking us up to a look at the weather for tomorrow. And this is from the Black and White album recorded live. Here it is, Leah, for all Leahs listening in this evening.
To the sea, oh Leah. I gotta go diving in the bay. Gotta get a lot of oysters, find some pearls today to make a pretty necklace for Leah. Gotta go deep and find the one just right. I'll bet my Leah will be surprised tonight. I'll place the pearls around the only girl for me, Leah. Something's wrong, I cannot move around. My leg is caught as cool. And now it's over, I'm awake at last. Old heartaches and memories from the past. It was just another dream about my lost love, about to sleep, and in my dreams I'll be with Leah. Leah, Leah.
Roy Orbison, great band he put together for that recording. It's recorded in DVD, you can pick up or you can get the CD. And Black and White Night Live, and in the band Bruce Springsteen and Elvis Costello, amongst many others. Anyway, should we have a look at the weather? Yes, because it's 9 minutes, well, just under 9 minutes to midnight. Wednesday, 17th, I was going to say it's the 20th, it's the 17th, but it's 20 degrees tomorrow, sunny and a gentle breeze. How exciting is this? And a sunrise at 5:20, sunset 17 minutes past 9 tomorrow night. But for the next 3 days, well, it's looking good. Thursday is meant to be 21 degrees, Friday 23 degrees, Saturday 20 degrees and rain. Oh, so you've got 3 days to make the most of the sunshine. I think you should. Should we all have a day off? Not do anything. Let's all just, hang around. Here's Tim Harden, Reason to Believe. Well, there he is. I thought he wasn't going to sing.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied straight face while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe.
Tim Harden, Reason to Believe. Let's have the Henry and Alex jingle. Why not?
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
Here's the Hollies, The Air That I Breathe. Oh. There we are. Turn the volume up, Gavin, it does help.
What's more?
Molly is, of course, probably the most well-known version of the song, The Air That I Breathe. Thank you all for listening. I shall be back Thursday evening with the Country Bunker from 6 till 8 o'clock on Sid Valley Radio. This is Equinox from... Jean-Michel Jarre. Thank you. Bob's here tomorrow at 9. It's Wednesday, of course, so we've got Tim Stevens, we've got Anthony. There's no me. Oh, well, there is. There's a replay of Saturday's chart show on in the afternoon. Anyway, take care, everyone. I'll see you on Thursday or whenever you care to tune in when I'm on the airways. Take care. Bye-bye for now. I forgot to say, this is for Gareth and Seton and Mark down in New Zealand. Hello. Goodbye.